You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Today we're going to talk about what is to stand strong, and would you please stand up on your feet as we read God's Word in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 10, starting in verse 5, medyo mahaba-haba po itong babasahin natin, 5 to 15. Here's what it says. Then the five kings of the Amorites, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Ijon, joined forces. They moved up with all their troops and took up positions against Gibeon and attacked it. The Gibeonites that sent word to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal said, "Do not abandon your servants, but come up to us quickly and save us. Help us because the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us." So Joshua marched out from the Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." After all night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel, who defeated them in great victory at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Beth Horon and cut them all the way to Azekah and Makeda. As they fled before Israel on the road down from Beth Horon to Azekah, the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstones than they were killed by the swords of the Israelites. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "O sun, stand still over Gibeon. O moon, over valley of Ajalon." So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. As it is written in the book of Joshua, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Let's start with a word of prayer. Can we all bow our heads and close our eyes as we welcome the presence of God in our midst? Thank you, Lord, for this moment, this wonderful day. Lord, we say thank you for everyone here. We say, Lord, that you've been faithful to all generations and your faithfulness stands still. And so my prayer, Lord God, is that all the more you will cause our hearts to be closer to you, Lord. I pray, Father God, that enable us to understand what is to live right and enable us to understand your covenant that you have for everyone. So, Father, I'm asking you, with the help of your Holy Spirit, that you anoint our time together, bless every heart, every person, and bless the preaching of your word. We commit this time to you in Jesus' name, and everyone would say, amen, amen. Praise God. Please take your seat. You know, this story, the one that we read, is one of the great stories in the Bible, that you could see the hand of God protecting and fighting for the Israelites. But one of the things that we need to consider here is that it's so exciting simply because of the fact that it's about conquering the land that God has promised them. Let me ask you, how many of you received a personal word from God that God has given you a specific promise? Lift up your hands. God spoke to you. Only few? You don't read your Bibles? All right? You don't spend time with God? Well, I don't know for you, but during the time of prayer and fasting, the one that we just had, okay, just last week, well, it was a time of prayer and fasting, but I got sick. So basically, I'm just starting my fasting today. It's my, well, first day of water fast. But just last week, since all of us are fasting and seeking the Lord gave me a promise. And one of the promises that he gave me is this, is never ever be satisfied with what you're looking at in our present time. There's greater things ahead of you that you could never imagine. And I believe it's the word that's not for me, but it's for everyone. I believe the Lord is about to do greater things that you would ever imagine in your life. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And let me tell you, I don't know, for whatever reason, whenever you read God's word, it encourages you, build yourself up. And the reason why, because God's word is enough for you to be encouraged. And part of his word is he has given us a promise. Am I right? Let me share this to you. Before God fulfilled the promise that he has given us, bago po natin makamit po yung mga bagay-bagay na na-receive po natin sa Panginoon, those words of encouragement, those promises of God, there's something that we need to understand. It's not just about receiving the promise, but there is a battle that all of us needs to face before we get into the promised land or for us, okay, to receive that promise. Do you understand that? Bago po lahat, bago po natin makamit, alright, yung mga promise po ni Panginoon sa atin, kailangan po natin maintindihan na meron pong laban. E yung laban po, hindi lang basta laban yan. Totoong kaaway po. Especially if you're here today and we call ourselves Christian, there is a real battle that all of us are facing. There's a real enemy out there, my friends. If you've been coming here and you're discouraged, I'll not be surprised. If you're here today and you have a hard time giving to your tithes and offering that we're supposed to give, I'll not be surprised. If you have a hard time coming here in church, but deep in within you, you wanted to watch Green Hornet, I'm not be surprised. Hello. Why? Because there is a battle. There's a battle every day accusing us, putting discouragement, doubt, and unbelief for us not to fulfill the promise of God in our lives. Are you hearing me? And the battle is real. All right? And every one of you who so-called to be Christians are in that battle. Question is, are you winning that battle? This is a story wherein the Israelites have given a promise. And yet, last week, the Lord asked them to be consecrated. Three questions I want to lay down to you and answer to you for us to understand more about God's promise and for us to understand more about reaching to that goal of the promise of God or for us to possess the land. The first question we need to ask for is this. What was God's instruction before we enter that battle? We would see later on the very instruction of God before getting into the real battle. What was His instruction? Secondly, aside from the instruction, question is, what should be our position in time of battle? If we are in the battle itself, then what should be our attitude? What should be our position? And lastly, what was the key to Israel's victory and why? How many of you believe that victory is possible for us? Do you believe that? But we got to understand first the question, answer the first question. What was God's instruction then before you entered the battle? All right? Well, first things first. All right, here in Joshua chapter 5, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says, at the time the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites again. So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeah Haraloth, whatever that is, all right? But here's the instruction, all right? You got to circumcise the men. You got to circumcise the whole Israelites. And it says there, circumcise them again. I don't know for you, but I'm not going to tell you what's the Tagalog word for circumcise, all right? But nevertheless, you know what circumcision is? Circumcision is really done for all men. And the reason why, it's because of health reason, because of hygiene. And circumcision is an act wherein it is the cutting off of the dirt part or the unclean part of every male, which is the foreskin of male. Are you here with me? Naintindihan marami mga kelots, mga lalaki. Okay. Okay ba yun? Yung mga bebots muna, medyo sarado natin mga... Okay. Anyway, the point is, if there's any instruction of the Lord, hey look, pare, pa-circumcise ka muna. Hindi tayo mapasok sa laban kung hindi tayo circumcise. Yung po yung sabi ni Lord. In fact, they've done it. It says here in verse 7 and 8, so he raised up their sons in their place, and these were the ones Joshua circumcised. They were still uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. Verse 8, and after the whole nation had been circumcised, they remained where they were in camp until they were healed. In other words, they fulfilled it. All right? Yeah? Are you willing to pay the price to take the possession, to take the inheritance that God has for you? Are you willing to receive the blessing? Are you willing to take the prosperity, the abundance of God has promised you? Well, here's what it is. All of you needs to be circumcised. That's what they did. In fact, circumcision was the application of God's whole instruction of consecration. Di ba sabi ni Lord, consecrate yourselves last week? You need to set apart. But do you realize part of that was for them to be consecrated and to get ready for the battle, they need to be circumcised. And circumcision is a powerful act because it talks about the cutting off of the dirt part of man. So how does it apply today? How does it apply in our own lives? Well, guess what? Yesterday, we had a victory weekend, and there's a total of 45 who attended, and 35 went through baptism. If you don't know what victory weekend is, listen, this is a retreat where we talk about certain stuff like curses, like, you know, if you keep on doing the things that you've been doing, though it's not right, you keep on sinning, all right, and not having breakthroughs for you overcome as far as sin and struggles concerned, well, you got to go victory weekend, all right? So these people went to victory weekend, and 35 of them went to baptism, all right? So why baptism? Well, baptism is a form of circumcision because it's a spiritual circumcision done by Christ, circumcising our hearts when we go through baptism. As we went out of the water, the Bible tells us that there is a cutting off, putting off of the sinful nature for us to receive the new nature and the new attitude of Christ. That's what circumcision is. And God was preparing the Israelites towards that battle, but they got to be circumcised. Are you here with me? So number one is what? What was the God's requirement? What was His instruction? It's circumcision. Secondly, going back to what we just read in Joshua chapter 10, all right, I believe the next step after circumcision is the battle itself. It's confrontation. Everybody say confrontation. Well, the background of chapter 10 actually was there are five kings, five different kingdoms in Jerusalem who has forged a coalition. They come together and join forces to come against the Gibeonite. Why Gibeonite? Gibeonite was part of them actually. What happened was Gibeonite was so scared of the Israelites because they knew that God was with them. They realized that they crossed over Jordan, all right, and God did a miracle because of the Ark of the Covenant was there first before the whole army came in, and yet they entered into a treaty. What happened was the Gibeonites deceived these Israelites, telling them, "We're not really actually from here. We're not really from Canaan. We're actually far, far from away from this place. And because of that, you know what? We believe that God is with you. You know, we want to enter into a treaty." So they enter into a treaty. So they figure out that, hey, look, these guys deceived us. And they said, "The reason why, sir, ma'am, Joshua, because we are feared of you, because God is with you." And so what happened, when the whole Jerusalem learned about this, they want to attack the Gibeonites. So they formed these five kings together. They coalesced for them to come against the Gibeonites. But since Israel went to a covenant, entered to a covenant, a treaty with them, Joshua said, "We got to help them. I'm not going to break my word. Whether they deceive me, that's fine. But treaty is a treaty. Then we need to help them." That's the scenario. Imagine 50 kaharian nagsama-sama, 5 bansa para nagsama-sama against you. I don't know for you, but have you ever experienced in your life that yung muntik na kayo nabugbog? Sino rito yung nabugbog kayo one time? O muntik ka na kayo nabugbog? Talaga? Sino pa? Meron bang muntik nabugbog? Ha? Dalawa lang tayo? Alright? Tatlo? Okay. Parami ng parami. Apat? Yun, buti na naman. Honest na sila. O talaga? You know what? I still vividly remember when I was in high school. Okay? Muntik na ho ako mabugbog. Actually, talaga, mabubugbog na ako eh. Kasi nangyari po after, you know, the end of school year, yung mga nangyayari, lalo na I came from UST, I was in high school, I was a player of basketball that time. And I remember yung last week po, yung mga classmates ko, one time, pagdating nila doon sa eskwela, sa klase namin, talagang, ano, may putok, okay, may black eye, so may mga pasa-pasa, and they said, nabugbog daw sila, so okay lang, bugbog kayo, kasi yayabang nyo eh. Alright, so anyway, and then, one time, okay, I was walking in UST with my girlfriend, you know, walking down there. All right, there's a lover's lane, walking with my girlfriend that time. And before my practice game, after my class, we usually visit the chapel. Very religious po ako nung mga oras na yon. All right, talagang nag-drop by pa kami ng chapel. Pipray ako, "God, hello, God." Okay, nagpipray po kami. And one time, nasa loob po kami ng chapel, kasama ko, girlfriend ko. May lumapit sa akin, okay? Isa, well, not my classmate, but a student of UST also high school, he said, sabi ganun, pare, Constantino, pare, ingat ka. Pare, inaabangan ka ng mga apo. Ang daming laki sa labas, pare, upakan ka. So, talaga, so medyo naisip ko, o nga, no, inupakan yung mga classmates ko, tapos naman ako ngayon. So, nag-usap kami, yung girlfriend, ano daw, ano daw, wala na. Okay, everything's under control. Okay, cool ka lang, cool ka. Yeah, yeah. So, talaga, sabi ko, okay, seryoso, pare, seryoso, upahan ka, pare. Upahan ka nalang, ikaw yung nasa listahan nila. Sabi, okay, pare, favor naman, no. Pare, sa gym. Malapit lang yung gym kasi. Pare, tawagin mo naman yung mga teammates ko. Magtawag ka, pare. Para, pare, marami kami. Pare, upahan ko, upahan ko, upahan, di ba? So, pare, pakatawag sila. So, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I was really praying, Lord! Sabi, upahan ako! Bubugbugin ako, God! So, pray talaga ako, di ba? So, sabi nung, ano, alis na ba tayo? Hindi, ano, can you stay? Can you stick around? Dito ka muna. Okay, may, lalabas na ako sandali. Pero, babalikan kita, okay? I'll be back for you. Alright, basta, I'll be back, alright? So, mga 10, 15 minutes, okay, sige. So, labas ako. Okay. Paglabas ko po, mga kapatid, doon sa chapel namin, nakita ko, mga anim, mga malalaki, mga 40, third year pa lang ako noon eh. Nandun sila, nag-aabang. Eh, biglang nakita ko yung mga kasama ko. Yung buong team, nandun doon sa gilip, parating. Hindi lang parating kasi sinama pa yung volleyball team. Eh, so, ang dami namin. So, pagdating ko noon, oh no, gusto yung bugbugan, tara, sapakan tayo. So wala, hinabol namin. So grabe talaga. Okay, yun po yung tinatawag natin na rest back principle. Alright? Rest back po yun. So anyway, I almost get into that fight. Alright? Buti na lang. Okay, may nag-tip sa akin. Si Lord pa rin yung kahit pa paano, di ba? The point is, that's the scenario here. There are 5 kingdoms coming against this Gibeonite and the Israelites. Joshua came into the picture. And here's what the Bible says. Let's see it through. So Joshua marched out from the Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. Verse 8, the Lord said to Joshua, here's the instruction, all right? He said, you're going to be in battle, but do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you. What's going to take place if we are in the battle? All right, what is God expected of you? Be strong. Stand strong. Don't be discouraged. Don't give in to your emotion. The thinking, I'm going to lose this thing. Hello, all the more that your confidence should not be yourself or anybody. Our confidence is with God. Are you here with me? That's what it takes. That's the instruction there. So what happened was, in verse 10 and 11, the Lord threw them into confusion before Israel, who defeated them in great victory at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Beth Horon and cut them all the way to those places. Think about this. God was with them. And what happened was the Lord threw confusion. Listen to this. I don't know what you're going through, but in this fight that we all have, I'm telling you this, the Lord can create the confusion of the enemy in our lives. Can you say amen? Enough is enough for us to be defeated by our enemies. Enough is enough for us to be defeated by our own flesh. Hello, for us to be circumcised. It's a circumcision done by Christ. And it's time for us to receive victory. Can you say amen to that? The Lord threw confusion. Not only that, in verse 11. Here's what it says. As they fled before Israel on the road down from Beth Horon to Azekah, the Lord hurled large hailstone down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstone than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. That's how powerful God is. God will be the one to make a way to fight for you. Hello? Kaya dapat hindi tayo insecure. Hello? In this world, yes, the world will offer you all this money and wealth, all this signature dress, all this clothes, all this, whatever the world can, He will offer us, the enemy will offer us. That's why we remain secure. What's important is Jesus lives inside of us. Are you here with me? Because the Lord will fight for you. In verse 12, on the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, all right? Tapos na yung laban. Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, here's what he said, O sun, okay, stand still over Gibeon. O moon, over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Joshua. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. Think about what happened here for a minute. This guy just prayed a prayer. Tapos na ilaban eh. But he prayed one thing. Lord, let the sun be stopped, all right, and the moon as well. Guess what happened? The Lord answered that prayer. The Lord answered his prayer. Why that thing happened? Eh, tapos na yung laban, di ba? Ba't nag-pray pa si Joshua? Yun tanong eh. Do you know why? Because during their time, the Canaanites, especially the Amorites, they worshiped the sun god and the moon god. The sun god, the moon god is called Sin, S-I-N, and the sun god is called Amuru. Ang pangit ang pangalan, no? Amuru god. That's the sun god. And all of them were worshippers of the sun. But God came into the picture and fulfilled what Joshua prayed simply because he wants to let the Amorites, the Canaanites, know that he is the sovereign, powerful God who controls the universe, who controls the sun and the moon. Whatever God says, if he's going to stop it, he will stop it. Why? Because he is a sovereign God. Can you say amen? Amen. He's a powerful God, my friends. That's one of the great, you know, I look forward that in the coming years, there'll be somebody who's going to make a movie out of this, that the glory of God will shine. And let us see, the people, the whole world will see how glorious and powerful our God is. Can you say amen to that? Amen. The Lord was fighting, verse 14, the Lord was fighting for Israel. That's what the Bible says. The question is, why is that? Why would the Lord would fight for Israel? Aren't they rebellious? Hello? Aren't they unfaithful? Why would God fight for this so-called His people when His people turn back from their God? Why would God still do that? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, always says, He's a Lord who's compassionate. His heart is after for His people. Even though they were faithless, God remains faithful. Even though you've been sinning and sinning, that you know that you're not supposed to do that. God still favors. If you come to Him, He will be there to forgive you. Are you here with me? Even then, you know that there are things in your life that needs to be settled. And until today, you haven't settled it. You have not come to God. Well, today, I'll tell you something. You go to God today and God will be able to restore you. That's how powerful, loving our God is. Can you say amen to that? He listened to this man's prayer. Why? Because of the people. There is a fight, my friends. There is a fight that all of us are facing. Question is, are we winning those battles? Here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6. NCV version says, we are not fighting against humans. We're fighting against what? What was that? Forces and authorities against rulers of darkness and powers in the spiritual world. There's such thing as an enemy in the spirit. Demons are real, my friends. And we are not against each other. Hindi nga, alam nyo, hindi mo dapat tayo yung nagsisiraan. Hello? Yung tipo tayo, we curse one another. Paggalit tayo, we say all these kinds of bad things against each other. We mock each other. Hello? Those people in our own house, kaya nga end up what? Breaking the relationship. We are not against flesh and blood. But why is that? There is bickering and there is, you know, cursing here and there. Why is that? Because there is a real battle out there. And the moment there is sin in the area, the enemy is there as well. But the Bible tells us we are not against each other. We're against spiritual forces, darkness in these heavenly realms. Do you hear me, my friends? That's why you get out here today. I'm telling you, makalimutan mo sinabi ko. He's the work of the enemies to steal the word that is being planted today in your hearts. That's what the Bible says. The enemy will remind you, ginawa sa inyo, na ang tagal-tagal na, nandun pa rin, nandagayin pa, hindi pa rin na forgive. Yesterday, with our victory, you know, victory weekend, guys, we have to tell them, here's what the Bible says. Or you want to be set free, it's Jesus who's going to set you free. But you got to be in right terms with God. Would you humble yourself and get the truth in your life and let God help you? But here's the promise of God for everyone who fights this battle. Here's what the Bible says in Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. What should be our response? What should be our position when we are in the battle? We just got to be still. In fact, just come out there, but let God do the rest. The problem is we've been fighting this battle with ourselves and nobody's there to help you up. No, God is not even there. You just fight it by yourself, and you end up what? Defeated. You can stay. You can't stay an independent Christian, my friends. Don't ever claim that you're strong. You don't read your Bible. You don't even have victory groups for them to stand and pray and encourage you. Hello? Coming on a Sunday is not enough. Because Jesus says, hello, before I went to heaven, all authority in heaven is on me. Then go and attend Sunday service. No, he didn't say that. He says, go and make disciples. Are you here with me? You can't win the battle alone. But hear me now. God can fight for you if you allow him to be there with you. In Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, it says here, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. Yung kaaway po natin, hindi yung kapitbahay natin, hindi yung boss natin, hindi yung asawa natin, hindi yung kapamilya natin, o kapuso man, o kapatid man. May kalaban po tayo, and the Lord God will give you that victory. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, here's what it says, what then shall we say then in response to this? Here's what God says, if God is for us, how many of you would say that God is for us? Then who can be against you? Then who can be against you if God is for you? But Pastor Mark, I receive injustice. I just experienced that. I was violated. I've never given justice. Well, tell me, have you been coming to God? Or you've been harboring anger because of that? Well, that's a test for you. That's the test for all of us. In the midst of that, in the midst of injustice or oppression, what has been your response? Is God with you all throughout? Hello? Are you here with me? But God says, if God is for you, then who will be against you? I always wonder why, God, why would you fight for this nation who is unfaithful, given all these promises? Why is that? You know why? Well, here's why. Backtrack again to that circumcision that they did. The reason why God asked them to be circumcised is this. Because to tell them to renew their covenant with him. Why would God move in behalf of the Israelites? Why would God fight for them? You know why? Because God was in covenant with his own people. That's why when he asked them, renew your covenant, be circumcised again. It's the second time. Where was the circumcision done the first time? The circumcision done the first time during the time of Abraham. When he has given all these promises, he said, you know what? You'll be numerous as the stars. I will provide for you. I will bless you. You'll be a great nation. Nobody will stand with you. But guess what happened? Because of the promise of that, they broke that covenant. They started to sin against God. Hello? They started to disobey, unfaithful to his promises. The Israelites started to do his own thing, following their own hearts, their own will and own desires. And God was just stunned and said, I don't think you're going to go enter the promised land. He has to wait for another generation. That's why all those who were circumcised were dead after 40 years of going around the bush. Do you hear me? But there was a new generation that God said, look, I want to fulfill my covenant. I want to fulfill my promise. Do it again. He was fighting for Israel simply because he was a God who is faithful in keeping his covenant. Are you here with me? Last night, I was in a party, and I talked to the couple who threw that party for their daughter. It was their daughter's birthday. And while chatting with them, the couple, the wife says, Pastor Mark, you know, we had a great time during the prayer and fasting. And every time, you know, we had the fast, I'm taking medicine, but I would take 2 days, 3 days of fast, but it's all right, she said. And we had such a breakthrough. That fasting, prayer and fast, that consecration was really powerful. And here's what she said. Alam mo, Pastor Mark, may utang kami. Grabe utang namin. 5 million. Ano, pagkano? 5 million. Ah, 5 million. Okay. 5 million utang nyo. Grabe, Pastor Mark. And we've been asking God about, you know, how could we able to pay our debt and in the business that we're into. And guess what, Pastor Mark? Sabi niya ganun, Pastor Mark, out of 5 million, 2 years time, 70,000 na lang yung babayaran namin. Sabi ko, nagtira pa kayo. 70,000 lang. Yes, Pastor. Hindi lang to, Pastor Mark. Sabi niya gano'n. Eto ba, we were able to build 2 houses and we're selling them. And we just bought the land. Okay, near our place. Grabe talaga si Lord yung pagpapala ni Lord talaga. And you know what? Deep within me, I said, God, They're in debt for 5 million. What? How do you, you know why? You know why they were able to pay for their debt and God blessed them with, hello, even 10 times more? You know why? Because God was in covenant with His people. And let me tell you, if you're having a hard time in your life today, if you're in debt, you're having a hard time with your marriages, you're having a hard time with your business, it seems that it's so risky nowadays. Yes, economy, but my business, I don't think so, Pastor Mark. You know, my life, I don't think. Listen to this. Do you know that God is in covenant with us? If He is in covenant with you, He will fight for you. He will deliver you. Hello, He will provide for you the things that we've been asking God for. Question is, are we in covenant with God? The next scripture, please. Then Joshua, going back again to chapter 5. After the circumcision, before entering into the battle. Here's what happened to Joshua this time. When Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied. "But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come," he said. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" You know, it's a funny story here. He saw this man come from heaven with a drawn sword, all right? And he asked him, it's the wrong question. He asked, "Are you for us or are you enemy?" It should be the man, all right? The man with the drawn sword, you should ask him, "Hey, why are you asking that question?" I should be the one who should ask you that question. But when he answered, guess what? He fell face down. Why is that? Why is that? I don't know if you know this. Joshua. The name Joshua literally means Yahweh salvation. The Hebrew word actually means Joshua, means Jesus. Okay, that's Jesus' Hebrew word. Means Joshua. It means salvation. Now, what happened here was this type of Christ met the Christ of the Old Testament. And what happened was, this guy, all right, who's basically a man with a drawn sword, actually is not an angel, but we believe that that is Christ Himself. Just like Abraham, where he saw a bush speaking, it was the Christ of the Old Testament. And he encountered Christ face down with reverence and fear, knowing that, hey, look, I got to encounter this man before I went to battle. When he did, 31 different kingdoms were subdued by the Israelites. And the reason why, because of the circumcision and because of Christ that he encountered. He went into a covenant relationship with Jesus. Here's the point. For us today, in covenant with God in this relationship, how is Jesus in your life recently? How is Jesus in your life? Is He still the Lord, the Savior, a friend, a forgiver? Is He God who still provides for you? Is He a God whom you fully trust Him with everything that you have? Or He's not there after all? Well, I believe today is that moment that some of you needs to renew that covenant. Maybe some of you, you come for the very first time and Jesus is not Lord. Well, today you can enter into this covenant relationship if you humble yourself down and make Him Lord over our lives. As we leave today, remember this. Stand strong. Are you hearing me? Stand strong, for God will fight for His covenant people. Everybody say covenant people. Amen. Question is, are you? Are you? He will fight for you. He will deliver you. He'll provide for you. He will bless you. There is a land that needs to possess in your own life. Question is, are you in covenant with Jesus? If not, well, this is an opportunity. Can we all bow our heads today and close our eyes? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, just for everyone who's here this evening. Lord, I thank you that your promise stands still and how powerful the God that we serve. When you, Lord God, hold that sun and moon to be stopped for a full day, Lord, how much more for us, Lord? And Father, I just pray that even at this moment, some of you here needs to renew that covenant before God and say, God, I've been living unfaithfully. I've been I need to renew this covenant with you. And you know your hearts. God knows your hearts. He knows exactly what's going on with your life. Do you realize until today, He just waits for you? Keep waiting for that moment for you to encounter God. Will you? I want to pray for two kinds of people. Those of you who needs to renew this covenant. And those of you who needs to enter this covenant by accepting Christ. If you're here today and you're saying, God, I want to be serious with you. Just as you're serious with me, as you allow me to be in this presence of the believers, Lord. I just want to have you once again. Lord, I want to renew my covenant. My commitment to you. I allow you to do that, Lord. If that's you, would you lift up your hands and say, that's me. I want to renew my covenant with God. And that's why I've been defeated. I've been discouraged and all this. Because it realizes, God, you've never been with me in this fight. And so, Lord, here I am. Lord, I want to renew this covenant with you. Just lift up your hands if that's you. As high as you can, right? This is not something to stir up your emotion. Just, you know, your condition before God. Lift up your hands and say, that's me, Lord. Lord, here I am. I want to renew our relationship together. If you're lifting up your hands, just say a prayer. Just say sorry to God for whatever shortcomings and failures. And maybe God is telling you, it's time for you to be committed. It's time for you to serve me. It's time for you to be involved. It's time for you to be part of victory groups. And it's time for you not just to be a Christian who's not active, but really active in your faith and be able to fellowship with other believers. Just lift up your hands if that's you. Say, Lord God, here I am. Lord God, I want to know you in a greater way. Father, I just pray for every person, Lord. I pray that you draw them. Draw them close to you, Lord, like never before. I pray, Father, that, Lord God, you know them by heart. And Lord, I pray that this is not just something in their hearts, Lord. But Lord God, let their faith be, Lord God, seen in their own works, Lord. That truly you are a God-keeping covenant, God. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your restoration. And Lord, I pray that you bring closer this people to you like never before, God. What's important, Lord, is our relationship with you, Lord. Let their relationship be restored with you, Lord. Put your hands down. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to pray for some of you. If you've been coming here and you've never entered that covenant, how do you do that? It's always in Christ. If Jesus is Lord, if Jesus is your boss, master, not yourself, it's a matter of getting down of that throne of your life, but asking Jesus to come and be the Lord, the master, to sit at the throne of your life. Would you do that? Would you give Jesus the opportunity to come as He knocks the door of your heart? If that's you, can I pray for you? Would you lift up your hands and say, that's me. I want to enter to that covenant, Pastor Mark. Lift up your hands if that's you. I want to pray for you. Say, that's me, Pastor Mark. I just want to give my life to Christ. Yes, anyone else? Praise God. Anyone else? Lift up your hands. Say, yes, here I am, Lord. Lord, I just want to give my life to you. I want to make you Lord, Savior, Master, Lord. Meet my friend. Lord, I want to be delivered from this sin. I want to be forgiven, Lord. I don't want to be haunted by this kind of discouragement and this kind of sin that I'm into. Lord, set me free. If that's you, lift up your hands. Praise God. For the last time, anyone else? The Lord has touched you. Today is the day of your salvation. Would you open your heart to God? Lift up your hands. Yes, see those hands. Anyone else? Thank you. Praise God. Anyone else? Just lift up your hands. Praise you, Jesus. I want to pray for you. Would you stand up? Lahat po nagtaas ng kamay ngayon. Would you stand up? Can I pray for you, sir, ma'am? Stand up where you are. Please, tayo lamang po kayo. I just want to pray for you. All of you, lift up your hands. Please, stand up. Stand up. Lahat po nagtaas ng kamay. I want to pray for you, sir, ma'am. Please, don't be ashamed. I want to pray for you. Praise God. Anyone else? That people at the back. Yes. Anyone else? Praise God. In fact, why don't you do this? Lahat po nagtaas ng kamay. All of you, can you please come? I want to pray for you in front. Get out. Bring your bags. Bring your stuff, sir, ma'am. That guy there, please come up here. Come down here in front. I want to pray for you and meet Christ here in front. To enter to, can we just give these people a big, big hand? Come on now. If you're still seated, listen. If you're still seated, you missed something here, my friend. If you're still seated and the Lord does touch you, would you humble yourself? Would you allow Jesus to fight for you, to fight for your own battle? Anyone else? Is there any last guy out there? God wants to meet you. God wants to enter into a covenant. This is not just any kind of relationship. Praise God. Thank you. For the last time, anyone else? For the last time, if you're still seated there. Praise God. Sa lahat po nandito ngayon, I just want to lead you to Christ. You know, I believe the Lord has used this time for you to be here and for you to encounter Christ. In respect and reverence, as we pray, can you lift your hand to God, please? Maybe one hand or two hands as a sign of surrender. I just want to pray for you, ma'am, sir. Just say this prayer, okay? Just close your eyes and say this prayer out loud. Say this to Jesus, okay? Say this to Jesus with all of your heart.